Well, I was in Kuala Lumpur a few years ago.
It's already good.
And they have, you know, sort of just groups of monkeys loitering about, like the way we have pigeons here.
Well, just, and not, you don't have to pay to see them. They're just
no, there. They're just wild, like just sort of they're pests, really, just kind of hanging around the streets.
No. I don't want to be unsympathetic to somebody who's been hanging on for so long, but there cannot be a single monkey in the world that can be described as a pest, can there?
Well, they're just. I mean, I was really impressed with the novelty of it, so mm-hmm. I had a bag of peanuts with me, so I started feeding the group,
mm-hmm.
and everything was going along well until I ran out of peanuts.
Yeah,
and then I kind of tipped up the bag and dumped it upside down to sort of show that there was none left. And one of the more dominant monkeys snatched the bag out of my hand, jumped on my head, and started beating me with it.
God.
And then all the other monkeys started throwing the peanuts at me.
The bits of shell and stuff.
Yeah. And bits of, like, ripping leaves from the trees, and just, like, it was a gang assault, basically.
Wow, so they actually took the bag and used it as a weapon against...
Yeah.
Well, that is extraordinary. I mean, it's a very good story. Of course it is, and it's got monkeys doing it. Italy have just scored, by the way, which is that gasp in the background. But the fact that it took the bag and used it as a weapon...
As a weapon, yeah.
It was pounding you with it.
Yeah, exactly. And then everyone around the street was just standing there laughing, and, like, I was pretty traumatized by the whole thing.
The thing is, I can imagine, it's all very well for us sitting on a radio show imagining the soothing sight of a monkey hitting someone with a plastic bag, was it, or a paper bag?
A paper bag, yeah.
It's
how many were there?
Quite a few, maybe 15, 20.
And how did you get away?
Finally someone from the street came and just, like, wrenched the monkey out of my hair, and then they all just ran off.
So they weren't flying monkeys?
No.
Wrenched the monkey out of your hair. What a phrase. I've been doing radio 20 odd years, I don't know, and I've never yet heard the phrase, and they wrenched the monkey out of my hair. And after that, I take it, you'd cock a snoot at the monkeys.
Well, it was quite funny because, you see, I don't speak the native language, and there was a sign sort of below where the monkeys, they were sitting on kind of this sort of a wall, mm-hmm. and there was a sign there, and the man was a bit annoyed that he had to rescue me from these monkeys, and he started hitting the sign, and we were all just assuming the sign probably said, please do not feed the monkeys.
Oh, I see, yeah. We got to, when was this, by the way, just something wrong?
A few years ago, about 5 years ago.
Fine, so I'm making the date in 1997. Okay, 1997, and I wrenched the monkeys out of my head.